Hello, my name is Harold Bigham. Our text today comes from the book of Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 beginning. Paul writes, "For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Scriptural baptism is the final act of God's plan of salvation that places one into Christ. Again, we have read in our text, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Galatians 3, 26 and 27. So we wear the name of Christ as we have been baptized scripturally into Christ. In baptism, a person rises to walk in newness of life. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. The like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. Romans 6, verse 4. Paul spoke of conversion as being a new creature or a new creation. He said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." 2 Corinthians 5:17. Scriptural baptism is for the remission of our sins. Acts 2, verse 38. It is that which washes away our sins. Acts 22, and in verse 16. One is not saved before baptism. Mark 16:16. "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be condemned or damned." What does this new life in Christ provide? Why is the new life better than the old life? How can I have this new life? Let us study about this new life in Christ and the joys of it. When we are scripturally baptized, we are now in a new condition. We change from a lost condition to a saved condition. No longer are we undone before our Maker, but now we are in a saved condition before our Maker. Paul said, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23. Jesus commanded, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned or condemned." Mark 16:16. Notice the coordinating conjunction "and." Again, Jesus said, "He that believeth," but then it's not faith alone or faith only that will save us, but he says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." So belief plus baptism equals salvation. But the one that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. One who does not have faith does not need to be baptized, because baptism is the final step of God's plan of salvation. So we change from a lost condition to a saved condition. We change from being unforgiven because of our sins to forgiven of our sins. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it said to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Romans 3:19. Again, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23. Ananias the preacher said to Saul at that time, later of course referred to as Paul, "And now why tarriest thou? Rise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22:16. "Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Acts 2:38. So we change from being unforgiven because of our sins to being forgiven of our sins. But then as well, we change from being unreconciled to being reconciled. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Romans 5:10-11. So when we are scripturally baptized, we're now in a new condition, that we have changed from a lost condition to a saved condition, that we have changed from being unforgiven because of our sins to being forgiven of our sins, and we have changed from being unreconciled to being reconciled back to God. But then, secondly today, when we are scripturally baptized, we now are in a new position. We have changed from being dead in our sins to being alive in Christ. Paul said, "And you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, when in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." Ephesians 2:1. We change from being without Christ to having Christ. Paul again would say that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Ephesians 2:12. And then Paul would write in verse 19 of the same chapter in Ephesians 2, "Now therefore you're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God." We change from darkness to light. "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who have called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." 1 Peter 2:9. So when we are scripturally baptized, we are now in a new position, that we have changed from being dead in our sins to being alive in Christ, that we have changed from being without Christ to now having Christ, that we have changed from being in darkness to being in light. But then, thirdly today, when we are scripturally baptized, we now are in a new service. We change from a servant of sin to a servant of righteousness. Paul said, "But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness." Romans 6:17-18. We change from a servant in the kingdom of Satan to a servant in the kingdom of Christ. Paul again would say in the book of Colossians 1:13, "Who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son." Notice the strength of sin. Paul describes sin as the power of darkness, that we have been delivered when we have obeyed the gospel, when we have been baptized for the remission of our sins, that being the final act of God's plan of salvation. He says that we've been delivered from the strength, the power of sin, of darkness, but then we've been translated into the kingdom, into the church of His dear Son. Paul again would say in Romans 6:22, "But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life." we also change from sons of darkness to sons of God. Again, the Bible says in Acts 26, verse 18, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they might receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Acts 26, verse 18. Paul in Romans 8:14 said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. How are we led by the Spirit of God? As we would obey the commandments of the New Testament, that we're led by the Spirit of God. We have looked that when we are scripturally baptized, that we are now in a new service, that we have changed from a servant of sin, a servant of the devil, to a servant of righteousness, to a servant of God. That we have changed from a servant in the kingdom of Satan, in the kingdom of sin, to a servant in the kingdom of Christ. That we have changed from sons of darkness to sons of God. What a great change from a sinner to a saint. Will you, my friend, obey the gospel so that you can put off the old man of sin and that you can have a new life in Christ? God's plan of salvation reveals that after hearing the gospel being taught, that we are to have faith. Romans 10:17, Mark 16:15-16. This faith leads us to repent of our sins and to confess the good name of Christ as the only begotten Son of God. Luke 13:3-5, Romans 10:9-10. The final step of God's plan of salvation is scriptural baptism for the remission of sins. Acts 2:38. My friend, we are commanded to be faithful even until we die for the Lord. In Revelation 2 verse 10, that we can go to heaven in the afterworld. Will you consider our study today? Thank you so very much for studying with us today. May God bless you as you continue to read and study the Bible.